Now we turn to Uganda and its president, Yoweri Museveni. President Bush has repeatedly hailed Uganda's approach to fighting AIDS as one of Africa's success stories. In the late 1980s, Uganda was in the hot zone with an AIDS rate of over 30%. Today, Uganda has remarkably stemmed the tide of this deadly disease by lowering the infection rate to just 8%. President Museveni is seen by many as the driving force in Uganda's success, not just in preventing AIDS, but in bolstering a fragile economy after the brutal rule of Idi Amin. But he's also been criticized for ruling with a heavy hand. If you have questions about Uganda or if you've ever spent time there, give us a call with your experiences. The number's 800-989-8255. You can also send email to totn@npr.org. Joining us here in Studio 3A to talk to us about Museveni's rise to power and his role as a modern African leader is George Ayate. He's a professor of economics at American University and president of the Free Africa Foundation, a nonprofit organization that promotes development and democracy in the region. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
President Museveni has an interesting political history. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, he's one of those angry rebel leaders who set out, dissatisfied, irate at the deplorable social conditions in Uganda, and set off with a band of 27 rebel leaders and marched towards the capital, Kampala, and as they went along, they picked up more and more supporters and to kick out the brutal regime of Milton Obote. You may remember that, like you said, Uganda is a country which has suffered a great deal of tyranny and devastation from Idi Amin. And Museveni and his national reconciliation movement, reform movement, managed to bring about change in Uganda and to restore peace and stability. And that's one of the reasons why when President Clinton visited Africa in March of 1998, he hailed Museveni as one of the new leaders of Africa. So he has done well in bringing peace and stability to Uganda. He's also done well on the economic front in terms of he returned the assets of the Asian business people whose assets were seized by Idi Amin. Has also instituted credible economic reform in Uganda. But there's a downside to much of his achievements.
Let me ask you first about the upside.
Yes.
how was he able to succeed where other African leaders have failed in
circumstances? Yeah, well, let's take the AIDS campaign, for example. He got personally involved. He provided the leadership. He got involved in the AIDS education program. As you know, AIDS is a disease, and it's ravaging Africa. It has no cure, so the emphasis, in my view, needs to be on the prevention side. And Museveni was not afraid or ashamed to get involved in that. In contrast with other African leaders, for example, the former president of Kenya, for example, felt very, very uncomfortable talking about AIDS. President Mugabe, for example, also doesn't want to talk about AIDS. As a matter of fact, he thinks that AIDS is a disease of the homosexual community. So many of the other African leaders didn't really show much leadership. They were in denial, whereas Museveni was actually involved in taking part in the education program.
Museveni was here recently, and he was interviewed by Morning Edition's Bob Edwards. Let's hear what he had to say in that interview about AIDS.
We really succeeded by knowing our people and knowing the disease. We knew the vulnerabilities of our people. We knew that they had tribal customs had broken down and they had started behaving in a promiscuous way. However, when I studied the mode of the disease, I decided that it is stoppable. Then it was a question of behavior of the individuals. For the ordinary people, we say abstain from sex until you are married, and when you are married, be loyal to your partner. But we also say those who cannot abstain, then they should use condoms. It is therefore a comprehensive approach.
That was Ugandan President Museveni speaking recently with NPR's Bob Edwards, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. George, tell us about the comprehensive approach that Uganda took, the ABC approach, I think, is the way he has described it.
Yeah, I think he recognized that you just don't provide, you don't just act on the therapeutic side by providing antiretroviral drugs to AIDS sufferers, but you also need to prevent it by looking at the broad picture, how people contract AIDS. Sometimes, you know, and he's Seven is right in terms that, you know, there are certain tribal customs or practices that sort of encourage or induce the spread of AIDS. For example, in certain African societies, when a man dies, for example, the brother of the man automatically assumes the wife. And if the wife is infected, you know, the new husband could become infected as well. So there is also a need to look at the tribal customs and practices. So that's what he meant by a comprehensive approach.
Yeah. Now, while, of course, the president's been admired for his approach to AIDS, mm-hmm. As we said before, there are some downsides to his leadership. He's been pretty heavy-handed, particularly with the opposition in his own country. What's his record on democracy?
Well, you know, really, democracy doesn't exist in Uganda, per se. Constitutionally, political parties can exist, but then it is illegal to hold a political rally of more than six people. I mean, come on. Museveni.
That's a pretty small political party,
yeah.
I would say.
Well, Museveni says that sometime this year they're going to have a constitutional sort of referendum, and so that Ugandans could decide whether real political parties can exist. And let's not forget that this was a man who, back in 1986, said that no African leader should be in power for more than 10 years. And I mean, I was ecstatic, and I said, wow, here's the real new African leader. But then he's been in power for more than 17 years and counting. The political system needs to be reformed in Uganda. And also on the economic success side, there is much evidence to suggest that Uganda's economic achievement has been exaggerated or overrated. Back in April 2001, the United Nations panel of experts looking at the plunder of the Congo riches accused Uganda of engaging in the looting of the Congo. And part of the economic success story of Uganda can be attributed to the mass-scale plunder of the Congo's riches.
What are Uganda's relations with its neighbors? How have they been?
Well, Uganda's relations, especially with Kenya, has been warm. There has been some Uganda's relations with Rwanda has been strained. Strained somewhat. As a matter of fact, you know, a couple of years ago, Ugandan soldiers and Rwandan soldiers were fighting among themselves in the Congo. Let's not forget that this whole war in the Congo was started by Uganda and Rwanda. Uganda and Rwanda put together, financed the rebel movement of Laurent Kabila to remove Mobutu Sese Seko from power back in 1996. But then Laurent Kabila, you know, turned out to be a disappointment. He wasn't doing what Uganda and Rwanda wanted to do, especially in the case of Rwanda. They wanted Kabila to be more aggressive in securing the eastern border with Rwanda to establish some stability and security there. And when they were not happy with Joseph Kabila, they sent out a rebel movement to try and remove him from power. Laurent Kabila responded by inviting other African armies from Zimbabwe, Angola, Namibia, and Chad to help prop up his regime. So that's what started the current major war in Congo.
And just briefly, what do you expect to come out of this visit that President Bush is making to Uganda? Anything concrete?
Well, it depends upon, first of all, if Bush will be willing to show some tough love to Africa, and also to be blunt, to deliver. What we need in Africa is some blunt message. The leadership needs to get serious. There's only so much the U.S. can do or the West can do to help Africa. If the leadership is not serious or not committed to reform in Africa, much of that will go down the drain.
Well, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
George Ayite is a professor of economics at American University and president of the Free Africa Foundation. He joined us here in Studio 3A. In Washington, I'm Lynn Neary, NPR News. Thank you.